What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Let's jump into it. Happy Tuesday. Trying to get my day straight here. I asked for a lot of listener requests, and this is probably the biggest response I've gotten. So I first just want to say thank you for your messages. I will get to each and every request that I could possibly speak on. So you guys are set there. So today we're going to talk about those negative thoughts. The request was, how do you fight negative thoughts and feelings? And if you're new here, quick refresher course, we don't fight emotions, okay? I think a lot of the problem as adults that we have navigating through life is that we have suppressed emotions. We have not allowed ourselves to feel and heal and release emotions. So we're either, covering them up, hiding them, burying them, whatever that looks like for you. I know that alcohol was a great suppressor for me. It kept me detached from reality and pretty much, fucked up a lot of areas in my life. So we're not here to fight the emotions. And if you listen to yesterday's episode, one of the greatest tools I have in experiencing my emotions is microdosing psilocybin. It allows me to be present in the moment with whatever it is I'm feeling, and it allows me the space to be able to see this and not be reactive, but give me time to process the emotion, to process my reaction, to process even just my perspective. But negative thoughts, this, we're talking about the idea that you replay in your head that makes you feel bad. Okay. These thoughts are causing you stress. They're causing you anxiety. They're causing you anger. They're causing you sadness. You've got frustration, worry, guilt, embarrassment, blame, resentment, jealousy. And the biggest one, and I think this is the one that keeps everyone paralyzed, is fear. So what happens is, if you're thinking, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, it's a negative thought because you've made yourself believe something about yourself that isn't true. And you're going to feel bad because what we have done is we have taught our brains to take these negative thoughts and we've turned them into a belief. So what happens is we have millions of thoughts a day. We don't even know the thoughts that we're having 90% of the time. But if you have created this negative dialogue within yourself, and let's be real here, we've all done it, okay? We're our own worst enemies. We're the ones always talking shit to ourselves. I mean, I struggle with this every single day. Okay. We're definitely our own worst enemy. So, how do you actually deal with these negative thoughts? The first thing is that you start to become aware. Okay. So, that's trying to be conscious in your mind to stay present and just acknowledge that you're having the negative thoughts and then you let it go. So our thoughts are like these, things that are just floating by. If you just picture them as clouds, they're just floating by. They're something you can see. They're not necessarily something you have to grab and pull into your reality. And unfortunately, that is still what we're doing. So we take this negative thought and we run with it. And then all of a sudden, our emotions are out of control. We're spinning out of control. Okay. When the truth is, negative thoughts are not facts. They're just thoughts. And thoughts don't exist outside of our minds. When we can accept them just as thoughts, we're telling ourselves that they're not real and we don't have to act on them. This is the first step in how you can stop obsessing over it. So this isn't about fighting it, it's about learning to choose the thoughts. And what happens is I went through that toxic culture of thoughts become things, thoughts become things. So when I had a bad thought, I would spiral out of control 100 times worse because I'm like, I just had a bad thought. Now it's going to be real. And what happens is that energy and emotion from telling myself that was going to be real would bring it into my reality. It would bring it into the focus, and what you are thinking about, you're going to bring about. So if you're constantly thinking my thoughts become things and every bad thought that I have is going to come true, you're kind of asking for that. So if we can just see them as just thoughts and not necessarily our reality, we can get a handle on this. So it's about taking time to make the mental shift. The first step towards changing any behavior that we have is actually becoming aware of it. So let's say that you have negative thoughts about food. So I want you to start noticing if you're having a negative thought before you eat something. This way you've become aware of this, and you could start working out ways to change your thinking. And once you start noticing something, you don't unnotice it. So it's like every time you eat, you're going to start noticing the thoughts that you're having. So you change the way you're thinking. That way you're not tempted to, you know, binge eat that unhealthy shit. And you can apply the same process to anything. Like maybe thinking that you're not competent, or that you're never going to have a great relationship, or that success constantly eludes you. I want you to learn to understand your emotions. Okay. And that's, emotions are the same thing like thoughts, is that they are something that we can choose to participate with. Okay. We give our emotions their space. We give them their 5 minutes of fame. That's all they want. Okay. You've got to recognize what your emotions are. This is the best way to understand what you feel. And once you know what the emotions feel like, this is how you start identifying. Okay. And this helps us recognize that when our emotions are present in ourselves and not necessarily other people, this is how we learn to coexist with our feelings rather than letting them control us, letting them become us. Emotions don't just happen. They literally originate from your thoughts, your beliefs, your memories, your experiences. If you want to change your emotional state, you start by changing any of those things. Okay. So let's say you're feeling super pissed off, you're angry, you're frustrated. Try to remember why you felt that way. It's because someone hurt you. We've got to learn to forgive. And I'm all about forgiving people even when they're not sorry, because you're drinking the poison. You're making yourself sick, okay? If you're angry and pissed off just because you didn't get what you wanted, you tried to control a narrative, that's where we take responsibility. We let it go and we move the fuck on. You are not going to be able to control and micromanage everything in your life. And when you can't get outside of yourself, that's exactly what the fuck you're doing. Do something with your life. Get a hobby, okay? Get a hobby to get outside of yourself, literally. Find something creative to do with your time so you're not just sitting in your thoughts all day long, okay? Give yourself a chance to uncover negative thoughts, a good step towards overcoming those negative emotions. To get outside of those negative emotions is understanding the source, okay? Once you know where these are coming from, you can choose the different responses to fall back on. Okay. And I understand that this is going to seem really daunting at first, but you're going to be able to develop habits and new behaviors that are going to help you overcome the issues. You have to want to be different. You have to want this change. And it's not a magic switch unless you're microdosing. I feel like that's definitely a magic switch. This takes practice. So it's about giving yourself grace to understand that you need a lot of room to be flexible in this space. That means if you do spiral, you do get pissed off, you do blow up, you don't beat yourself up. You say, okay, I'm aware that I fucked up. Now what can I do? And then you just learn to repair the damage as you go with a lot of grace. Okay. It's really important, I feel like, that you are letting go of judgment. It's natural. I think it's part of human nature to judge ourselves, and we put that out and judge other people. The problem occurs, though, when we are constantly comparing ourselves to other people. Social media, it's going to cause us to compare ourselves to unrealistic versions of other people. These are all negative consequences of judgments. Instead of comparing yourself to other people, I want you to really focus on the good things about yourself, the good things about your life. Work to let go of those judgmental thoughts. When you catch yourself judging other people in a negative light, I want you to pause and replace the negative thoughts with positive ones. I want you to think about the positive traits that a person may have. And I do this. I do this consistently because what we focus on is where our attention goes. It's what's growing inside of us. What you notice in other people, sometimes our flaws we have within ourselves. So if something really bothers you about someone else, I want you to do some introspective communicating within yourself to see if this is just something about yourself that is really driving you crazy. And then you work to change the habit, to reroute, you know, whatever it is you're doing, your behavior. And then make it a habit to start noticing the good things in people. Because continuously, as we notice the bad things in people, we start to notice the bad things in ourselves. So when I'm coaching women to work on their reflection in the mirror, but they're constantly looking at other women and judging the negative parts of their appearance, that's what they're going to see inside themselves. So if you want to see the beauty inside yourself, start looking for it in other people. Okay. Start looking for the positive traits in other people. I think a lot of our insecurities, we tend to grow them because we do become judgmental. And when we're judgmental, we're doing it. So we think everyone else is doing it about us. And 9 times out of 10, they probably are. But do we really give a fuck what other people think about us? Absolutely not. Your journey is your own. And people are going to think and talk about you no matter what you say or do. And it's not always going to be something you're happy about. So the more we can learn to stop comparing ourselves, the more we can focus on the good things in ourselves and in our lives, the easier it is to be less judgmental. Consistently challenge yourself to look for positive things in other people today. And that I'm going to be honest, no matter how much you work on changing your internal dialogue, negative thoughts are going to naturally occur. Okay, it happens. We may judge people or think about the past or future in a negative light, and that's okay. We all do that. What's important is how you're responding. So we're not going to be reactive. Okay, we're not going to let these thoughts linger because that's going to ruin our mood. And then a lot of people don't have the awareness to get outside of that state. So they're just in a constant bad mood. Like their day blew up. So all of a sudden they're weak as shit. The month is shit. A year's gone by and you're just pissed off all the time. If you choose to label the emotion, label the feeling, and work on consciously being aware of the thoughts that you're having, that's where we can learn to let them go. That's where we can work on the positive thinking. Our emotional state ends up becoming more positive. If you are constantly thinking that you have, you know, this growth to do, that you're not healthy, heal, and whole, you're always going to be looking for something outside of yourself. And I think one of the, you know, on top of microdosing psilocybin, absolutely handing my life to Christ made all of this a lot easier. I'm not taking matters in my own hands. It's easy, I think, to be able to have a resource, to be able to just hand my issues to God, the things that I can't handle. You have to find something outside of yourself. That bigger belief for me is it's my life vest. That is how, when I'm flailing in the ocean, I know I'm going to survive because I believe in that something bigger than myself. I can get outside of my tiny little issues and stop constantly thinking that I'm broken. That's the space where I've learned that I am whole. Even in my mistakes, even in my negative emotions, even in sometimes my terrible reactions, I still have a safe space to come to where I can feel, you know, whole, and I don't need all the work. That was a really toxic thought for me, is that I had to fix something in me that was broken because I was constantly thinking negative. And when you're thinking negative, you attract everything that's negative. So you think you're broken, like something's wrong with you, because this doesn't happen to everybody. How come so-and-so? And then we get into that, you know, we get pulled into that rut of just comparing ourselves. I want you guys just to shut everything out. I know I continuously tell you to challenge yourself, to get off social media, stop comparing yourself. Your challenge today really is to start seeing the positive in other people. Okay. I don't want you holed up in your house, just spiraling on your thoughts. Go for a walk outside, get outside of yourself. Okay. Find some shit in your life. What happens is that we end up bombarding our souls and our bodies with all these negative thoughts. We spiral out of control and then we start pulling other people into that. Okay. So we end up trying to micromanage or get into their awareness. You need your space as a whole ass person. You need your own shit to do. I know when, you know, things have changed in our lives. I'm back to, you know, pretty much close to being a full-time stay-at-home mom again. And while I love that, it was great when I had babies and stuff. I really did enjoy the freedom I had to be able to go out and work like a laborious job, something that challenged me. I've been processing that, the reality of where I'm at right now. But I remember the time when I was first staying home. You know, I'm looking at the pros and cons of like, okay, what's this going to look like for you? And I feel like, you know, it's not going to be like it was before. I think before I didn't have anything outside of myself. So everything looked really big and daunting. And like, because I didn't go outside of the home, I would obsess over everything with and about my husband, and it wasn't healthy. Getting outside of myself, like creating this podcast that became my own thing, getting into the coaching space, being, you know, online, just doing these things. This is me. This is my thing. It gets me outside of being obsessive about the little things because I have nothing else to do with my time. Find something else to do with your time. Because that is an issue when we have so much time and we're just sitting in our thoughts, that's never going to go well. Okay. And consistently just stuck on your phone in that comparison era, just even being on your phone all the time. I mean, when is the last time you went a whole day without that shit? And I do it. I have to put my shit away. If I wasn't posting to promote the podcast or, you know, books, whatever that was, you wouldn't catch me on social media. Fuck no. It's going to drain your life. And we always have an excuse of why we're on our phone 24 hours a day. There's always a reason. We are always justifying it. But get outside of that. The world is a lot bigger than your fucking phone, okay? You will survive without your fucking TikTok videos all day. You will survive. You'll be able to navigate life. I know a lot of people think, how did I exist before TikTok? It teaches me everything I know. No, trust me. You want to learn to navigate your life without that. Get outside today. Get outside of yourself. And I want you to start noticing the good things in other people. And I will see you tomorrow, bitch. Make sure you guys are following me on YouTube. I posted today's video right before I started recording this. So today's podcast video is live. This one obviously will be live when the episode is live. You're subscribed for emails at brandonlinette.com. And if you're looking for the books, that's at onceuponatimebitches.com. I also have books on Audible if you do not like to read. Okay. I get that. It's the world we're living in. Okay. I've got Once Upon a Time Bitches and Fuck Luck Bitches on Audible. Check it out. And I'll see you bitches tomorrow.